There's been this desire. It's normal that you want a bigger house, you want a bigger yard. People leave. I think when AT&T decided they were going to pull up and move to Texas, there was a huge blow to downtown. There was a ton of folks that worked there every day that were no longer there. And I think, just my speculation, slowly but surely, you saw an exodus. Then we had some really bad crime problems downtown. We really didn't see a resurgence until Mayor Slay came along. And until the legislature rejuvenated the historic tax credit program. You know, now instead of maybe the premier place to work, they're trying to turn it into a living and entertainment district. Mm-hmm. And there still are people moving downtown. It is really cool. I think it's still going to take a little bit for the business service aspect to catch on. But, you know, you go downtown at night on Washington Avenue, down by the old courthouse. Not as far west as Union Station, but it's happened even on a non-sports night. It's really kind of cool.
So you know, yeah, I'm happy to blame it on Democrat rule for the last 50 years, but I won't do that to my friend Mike. I'll say some of it's that, but some of it, Dave, is we're blessed and cursed by the ability to move here in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Right, we've got space here. I mean, if you're up on the East Coast, there's only one Manhattan Island. You know, mm-hmm. you can't leave Manhattan and still have it be, you know, the city here. You can be 50, 60 miles out and get literally downtown in 45 minutes.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
I mean, we've got that benefit of space. And also, now I'll say something to maybe upset some of my conservative friends, and something I know Mike agrees with me on, is we really need to, and I don't care how you do it or what you call it, and there's a lot of four-letter words associated with it, but we got to figure out how to reunify this region.
See, I hope you're going there.
You know, because
you're talking
look,
better
because
together,
look,
baby.
Let me say, if this was a good thing to have a city, not in its county, more people would do it. Only two spots in the entire nation have a city not in their county. Us and Baltimore. I mean, two
and
places.
Baltimore's doing better.
And they're doing a little better than us. Two places, though, that still suffer from the Civil War, segregation, and also segregation that has nothing to do with racial segregation, just segregation of thought, attitude. When a Fortune 500 company comes into St. Louis, they got to talk to like seven or eight different leaders. And then they're like, what's a county executive? Wait a minute. So your mayor doesn't speak for the whole region? You got this county executive? Wait a minute. You got 90 municipalities? They've all gotten mayors and police forces? Oh, we give up. We're going to go to Louisville.